Hello, I'm Terry Cheek. You're listening to Crisis and Concern for November 26, 2016. Welcome to a program that addresses current events and their solutions as found within God's Word. Call your family, friends, and church members. Tell them the latest Crisis and Concern podcast is posted for immediate download at theinspiringword.org. And we're also available on iTunes as the Inspiring Word Podcast. On today's program, we're going to discuss God's creation and His authority over it. For our text, I want you to turn with me to Psalms 104. I'm going to be looking specifically at verse 24. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions. Being first at something is generally considered a mark of distinction. To be first in one's family to graduate from college, or to be first in running a marathon to cross the finish line, those are both very noteworthy events to take place in our lives. Sometimes, being first implies being a pace setter or establishing a pattern that others will follow. Do you remember Neil Armstrong? He became the first human to set foot on the moon. It marked a dramatic step forward in the American space program. Jackie Robinson. He became the first African American to play Major League Baseball in 1947. He opened the door for other African American and ball players to do the same. The first book of the Bible, Genesis, begins with the familiar, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth." It is with good reason that the first main character in the Bible is God. As the creator, he is the ultimate first. In this case, it is possible for anyone to imitate his firstness. That impossibility is not even remotely available. Hear his words given through the prophet Isaiah. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last. And besides me, there is no God. That's Isaiah 44:6. The only one who has ever made a similar claim, truthfully, is Jesus, who was God made flesh. We know that from John 1:1, John 1:14, Revelations 1:17, and Revelations 22:13. Today, we're going to discuss God's creative activity as described in Psalms 104. The Psalms have been described as Israel's hymnal. As such, they cover a wide range of topics, just as any church hymnal will. One of these topics is creation, and specifically God's glory and splendor as seen throughout His creation. Psalms 19, verses 1 through 6 is a prime example of His first verse affirms. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Psalms 104, which is today's text, is an especially sweeping tribute to God as Creator. Nearly all of its 35 verses highlight the ways in which He demonstrates His loving care for all He has made. When discussing authorship of the Psalms, we automatically think of King David as author. And he certainly is, and it is certainly appropriate for us to think of him because 73 of the 150 Psalms are attributed to David in their titles. Two other Psalms that have no official title are credited to David through the New Testament. Psalms 2, for example, is credited to David in Acts 4 and verse 25 and 26. And again, Psalms 95 is credited to David in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 7. A psalm without a title is often referred to as an orphan psalm. That is the case of Psalm 104, today's text. But that fact does not detract from its ability to instruct us about God. As we know from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, all Scripture is inspired. Well, as we look at Psalm 104, we realize upon reading it in detail that we see, first of all, God's sovereign power on display. From verse 5, we know that that sovereign power is displayed in creating. We know that God is the creator of all things, not just certain things, not just occasional things, but all things. When we think of God's sovereign power in creating, we also think of God's ability to create big. For instance, when we look into the sky at night and we see the stars and we look at the depth of the universe, we have no idea how far it is, how deep it is, how broad it is. When God spoke the universe into creation, we have no idea how far the extent of it goes. It's amazing to see the depth and the breadth of God's creative power in the universe. When we see the stars and see how He has hung them in the sky, in the heavens, and we see how God has established them and their motions, the planets, the circulation of the planets and the rotation of the planets, the gravitational forces and the pull, the moon and the sun and all of the moons that are hung around the planets that He has developed and He has created and He has spoken into existence. My, what a wonder it is to look up and see the awesome authority of God and His creativity and His creating power. But that is only one example. What about the most minute things that we know about today? The single-cell organisms. All of the small things that have been created that God has spoken into creation. Things that are really so small, maybe we haven't even found them yet. We haven't discovered them. But yet God knows their existence. God is waiting to reveal them on His timeline, not on ours. And when we think of creativity and God's creating power, we can't help but think of God's biggest creation, the one that causes Him the most problems and the one that causes Him and gives Him the most blessing, humanity. Inside of the creation of humanity, we have taken it upon ourselves through the sin nature to take credit for God's creative power, but then also to intervene and try to be a destructive force. Everywhere from abortion to euthanasia, we find a way to destroy what God has tried to create. God's creative power is sovereign. He is sovereign over that creative power in everything that is spoken and everything that is said and everything that is done. And just as He has sovereignty in the creating power, we must understand God also has sovereignty in the commanding power over that creation. Everything that God has created and everything that God will ever create, He has commanding power over it. Verses 6 through 9 discuss the commanding power that God has over the elements. Think of the commanding power God has in your life, in the things that touch you personally. Think of the times in life when you have wondered where the healing will come from. What drug will it be? And then you find that suddenly out of nowhere something has happened. Something has touched your life or the life of a loved one that can't really be explained by modern medicine. And yet it was nothing but the commanding power of God. The commanding power of God touches all of our lives daily. His sovereign power is shown through each one of us. Yet how often do we give God credit for His commanding power? How often do we give God credit for the authority that He has in our lives? Just as there is a sovereign power, God has a sustaining care. In Psalms 104, verses 24 through 30, we find three aspects of that sustaining care. It is providing a variety. In verses 24 through 26, we see the following. Our key verse, O Lord, how manifold are Thy works! In wisdom hast Thou made them all. The earth is full of Thy riches. So is this great and wide sea, wherein are things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. There go the ships. There is that Leviathan. whom thou hast made to play therein. Why, isn't it amazing when we think of the variety of God's creation, the variety of God's command over that creation, the variety of God's sustaining care within that creation? And we think of the variety of God's sustaining care in our lives. And it is something that should take us to a whole new level of respect, of awe, and of worship of who God really is. He isn't just some grandfather sitting in heaven in a rocking chair waiting on something to take place, waiting on something to wake him up. No, he is very aware of everything that's going on, and his sustaining care takes care of the various needs within our lives, within everything that takes place, within everything that we find a need and a desire for in our life, and we call upon him. He knows about it already, and through faithfulness, he supplies that sustaining care. Then there is the providing of food, the providing of our daily needs, the providing of things that are necessary in our life. Verses 27 and 28 discusses those. These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. That thou givest them, they gather. Thou openest thy hand, they are filled with good. Whatever we have because God has provided it. Whatever we have in the midst of food and nutrition, whatever we are given the privilege of going to the grocery store and buying, whatever we have the privilege of harvesting from our gardens, it is because God has given it. We need to be upon our hands and upon our face, falling before God, giving appreciation and glory and honor and praise because of everything that he has given and provided. And finally, in verses 29 and 30, we see that God provides life. He can provide all of the safety, all of the security. He can create everything that is created. He can command all of the creation and everything about the creation. He can provide this variety of sustaining care and food that's needed, but it is God that blesses every bit of that and grants life. That is why, as a Christian, it's so important that we stand for the life. Because when we stand for life, when we support life, life in the womb, life in the nursing home, life in the hospital room, when we stand for and when we promote life, we are standing for and supporting God's sustaining care. And that's important today. That's important because there are so many out there who want to make it a decision of the conscious thought, a decision of emotions, a decision that goes against things that God may put place upon our heart, that God may have placed in our lives to grow, to help us, that he may bless us through the privilege of others and being around others, the privilege of a new birth, the privilege of helping take care of that sick individual. God has blessings, and he has ways of commanding the creation that he has, and he has ways of providing variety of sustaining care, and often that sustaining care comes through you and I. So the question becomes, are we going to follow God's creative plan, or are we going to try to redefine? I hope this broadcast has been a blessing to your walk with the Lord. We desire to reach as many as possible with this broadcast, and to accomplish this, we need your help by sharing our podcast and the website we have with others. You will help us to share God's word around the world. Will you help us by telling others the inspiring word? Theinspiringword.org. You can find us by reading the Blue Ridge Christian News. You can find us by visiting theinspiringword.org. You can find us through iTunes and the Inspiring Word podcast. I want to thank you. And then, till next time, may God keep you firmly in his name.